And so, not to say we aren't caring every Sunday, just to be clear, but to lift up our caring ministry in our church, we have our prayer shawls that are knitted and blessed and gifted to those who may appreciate one, perhaps someone in hospital or someone at home that needs a reminder of God's love and warm arms surrounding and comforting them. We have our portable communion box that we can take to the hospital or to your home and offer communion and share the sacrament of communion. And I'll say the last time I used this was with Winnie and her daughters. And so we share communion together. And we have our card ministry where when we think someone might appreciate a card, we have a card writer in our church who will send a card on behalf of our church. Of course, casseroles are always caring. We do very well with gifting people with food. And today, Sarah and I clipped some sage from the church garden as a reminder of flowers that we often gift to those in our community as well. Let us pray. May the words and reflections that I offer this day be fruitful for us all. Amen. I love listening to the CBC radio. Early mornings, as mentioned before, the 5 a.m. show, while I'm getting ready for the day, and always, of course, in my car, in and out of Richmond to Langley, that route, I can fill you in on the greatest shows, documentaries, interviews, musical pieces. There's always something there to perk my interest. However, every 30 minutes, there's a news update. And when my brain is already overflowing at full capacity, I find myself turning off the news. Not because I'm not interested or engaged in local and global topics, but because my brain bandwidth is full. There's no more space available. One of the great honors in my role as minister is to listen and to sit with you, walk with you, pray with you, and pray for you, and walk along this journey of faith together, creating space for you to simply be. I think we are called more and more to clear our minds, to include moments in our day of mindfulness, meditation, and prayer. There was a group here yesterday, not related to us, who spent the entire day practicing meditation. You would never know that the activity room was full of people. They were so quiet. We are called to set boundaries and to take care of ourselves, which is easier said than done, and not easy in a world where in our pockets we can receive alerts and updates and weather warnings and information all the time. Last night, we held our monthly youth group event, a wonderful new initiative that we began in May, creating safe space for youth to connect through faith and fun and creativity. Sometimes so much fun that we run out of time, which was last night's case. We were pizza making, and when you have real homemade dough and 14 people, it takes a little longer to make homemade pizzas. Our leadership team of the youth group is well-seasoned and always has a plan B up their sleeve. but it's the unplanned moments that arise that are such a gift. Last night, we had a new young person join us, and in a very impromptu moment, share their gift of hip-hop dance with us. There was no music, but they said, can I share? I've never been here, I don't know you, but can I share with you my dance? And so up they got, the timing was perfect, danced out a whole full routine, and felt safe to share that with us. It was a beautiful example of our psalm today. Psalm 34 reaches into our five senses: taste, touch, hear, see, and smell. A great lesson and reminder of using what we have, our senses. Now, not all of us live with all five senses, but we are invited to recognize the ones we do have. The touch of God, the experience of sitting with a friend who's upset or crying or grieving and offering a comforting hand. Listening to our choir or turning a piece of your favorite music on in the car and having a dance party. Tasting the sacrament of communion in worship or at your home. Taking a bite of your favorite food or a sip of your favorite wine or picking that fresh tomato from the garden and eating it right there. Sometimes it's hard to recognize God, but then when you least expect it, an experience comes your way and you know that that is God. Like hip-hop dancing that we witnessed last night. Our world can feel heavy at times, the global world and our own lives, so overwhelming and exhausting. And let's take our community right here, this community gathered here. Some of you are caregivers looking after grandchildren or partners. Others of you are living with health concerns, the stress of looking for a house, living with the cost of groceries, advocating for more support for your child at school, living with anxiety about climate change, family relationships, elections. We turn to our faith and our practices of faith, our connection with God and our communion, our community of God, this place here, a beautiful sanctuary where we gather on Sundays and that is here for you to use during the week to pray. We name today to be Caring Sunday, lifting up and praying the pastoral care that happens in this place. All of the shawls and the cards and the candles and the prayers and the flowers. And can we do better? Always, but we do our best. And then we are gifted with the story of Bartimaeus, a man, unhoused, poor, blind, sitting on the side of a road for however long, in an old, large, busy city. People by the dozens walking by and not paying any attention to him. And Bartimaeus started hearing the buzz that Jesus was nearby, and he started calling out, at first quietly, and then getting louder and louder. And Jesus stopped and called him, and Bartimaeus threw up his old raggedy coat and followed the sound. They met and Jesus offered his healing upon him. A story of compassion, an example of God opening our eyes to see. I was thinking a lot about this story yesterday as I was walking up the very long ramp to the sea bus. There were no buskers or extra people sitting around yesterday, but I imagine Bartimaeus sitting there, crowds of us, all with plans and goals for the day, heading to and from the sea bus. Who would stop and offer a conversation or some coins for a person sitting there? Or how about a Starbucks coffee? There's one right there. Who would be the Jesus in the crowd to stop, listen, offer love and compassion and healing? We shared this story with youth last night and did some thinking about this. And one of our young people said that they attend the community meal and connect, make an effort to connect with other kids who come and eat so that they will feel welcome. Another youth said whenever her family goes into a Tim Hortons and there's someone sitting outside asking for something, they always buy them a drink. The story of Bartimaeus is about making time to help others, to stop and show compassion. Practicing compassion may be as simple as holding the door for a mom pushing a stroller, offering to drive someone to church, stopping everything to go look after a grandchild when the babysitter calls in sick, picking up groceries for a neighbor, phoning someone you haven't seen in a while, writing to the city about a safety concern. And practicing compassion includes making time for yourself, sitting and enjoying a hot cup of tea, a hot cup of tea, journaling about the acts of compassion you observe in a day, keeping a gratitude or prayer journal that you can lean into when the world feels heavy. The photos on the slide today are of one of three prayer rooms at Vancouver International Airport. When I travel, I always look for the chapels or the multi-faith prayer spaces. Maybe it's the minister in me, but the chaos of luggage and security and customs and people and coffee lineups, I just feel the need to escape. And I was so delighted. I've been to the main chapel in the arrivals area of the airport many times, but I hadn't seen this one before. This is in the international departures area. It's a prayer room right up next to the yoga space. How beautiful is that? You can bring your yoga mat before you fly. Do some stretching. And this space, as you see on the right, the sign says prayer room. And on the left, it says Lane Daggett prayer room. Well, Reverend Lane was the airport chaplain. He's the one that started airport chaplaincy at our airport. And he worshiped with us a couple of years while living at Gilmore Gardens before he sadly died. But I was even more impressed to think of Lane and enter that door and walk into the room, which is the middle slide. There's a big window on the left looking out at the runway. There are prayer mats. There's a place to wash feet and hands. There are books for children, coloring sheets, seating options. Fabulous. A place of comfort and compassion. A place to let go of anxieties, to breathe deeply, to pray with others who may be in that space with you at the same time. A place to let go and let God before you head out up over some big part of this wide world. Opening our eyes, ears, mouth, and heart, so that we may see glimpses of God within us and before us. Amen.